It's always the struggle, huh? Either we don't pray, or when we pray, we babble on, and we don't be quiet. We go between the two extremes so often. And Jesus is inviting us here to pray, but not to babble on, to make sure that we're listening, that we're spending time in a real relationship, that I'm not just throwing these darts at some invisible God, hoping one of them sticks, but instead that I'm in a relationship, a personal encounter, talking to a real person. Right? Jesus is a real person. Mary is a real person. And that we're talking to real people. Now, Jesus is also God, so that's helpful. But he is one person with two natures. And we can relate to him and he to us always. And so encouragement from our dear Lord to pray. I always find it striking at a baptism that before baptism, the baby or the adult could never dare call God their father because they're not his children. They're creatures of his, but he has not yet adopted them as his father. They're not his children. But after adoption, after baptism, they can call God Father. And in fact, at the end of the baptismal rite, we actually pray with them and for them, teaching them, as Jesus himself teaches them, how to pray. That 2,000 years ago, Jesus taught 12 pretty uneducated men a prayer. And they've been teaching it to others and to others and to others and to others. And here we are. And we know how to pray. What a gift that is. But we could never dare call God our Father unless we were in fact his children, which we are.